This is the peak of the spring art season, and there are dozens of new exhibits in town. It costs about $20 per adult to get into most of the city's major museums. WNYC's Gisele Regatao reports on whether that's a fair price.
A lot of New Yorkers enjoy going to museums, but they often complain about the ticket price, like copywriter Kati Wong.
I wish they could be a little cheaper because I would go more often.
Museums do have short windows when they are free. I mean, if you don't mind the lines and the crowds. That's barista Lenny Toussaint's strategy.
I've never spent $20 or $25 at a museum in New York City, actually. I guess it's just, you know, you got to know when to go.
And then there are a few museums where you pay what you wish, like the Metropolitan. And that's where I met college student Hope Hawkins.
I donated a dollar, but I didn't know that. When I wanted to come 2 months ago, I looked online and it did say that admission was $25 and I was going to come with my boyfriend, but we were like, eh.
Most museums don't want to talk about admission fees, and ticket prices actually vary. The Museum of Modern Art is at the top, with $25 per adult, but the Brooklyn Museum charges $12. Start comparing that with other forms of entertainment, and Hawkins herself acknowledges it's not a bad deal.
A lot of times I come away from a movie thinking, man, I just wasted $10 on a crap film. And I think that spending $25 here and coming away with what I've seen and like just learning so much about other cultures and history, I think that I come away with so much more. So I think that this would definitely be worth my money.
Now, if you add in the fact that kids pay nothing if they come in with an adult,
it's a bargain.
That's Michael Rushton. He directs the Arts Administration Program at Indiana University Bloomington.
These are some of the greatest museums in the world, and you are seeing original works of art directly from the painter's hand to you. And I don't see how people can get awfully upset, given the costs of running a museum, of all the costs of staff and curators, to see that it's unreasonable to pay that kind of price.
Not everybody can afford even $25. But Rushton says that's not a reason for making admission fees cheaper.
If you want to help lower-income people be able to view these works of art, don't lower the ticket prices for everybody. That's a very costly way to try and target a few people. Instead, why not offer special times when people can come in at lower rates, sort of less popular times to visit the museum? It just seems to me to make a lot more sense.
So why do people complain so much about the price of a museum ticket in New York? Maybe it's the perception that art is a universal treasure and therefore should be accessible to everybody. Never mind that the national parks are not free. Bill Green, a professor of economics at the Stern School of Management at NYU, offers another explanation.
A lot of museums are free. Go to Washington, the entire Smithsonian Institute, all the many museums, they're all free. So people, at least in Washington, are used to free museums.
The American Alliance of Museums keeps track, and more than one-third of the museums in the country don't charge admission. That includes the Bronx Museum, which used to charge $5, but it went free 2 years ago thanks to a grant. Since then, attendance more than doubled. Holly Block is the executive director, and she thinks museums are special.
I've always firmly believed that people should frequent these institutions regularly and don't make any barriers to prevent them from doing it.
Even the 9/11 Museum, which is opening at the end of May and was supposed to be free, will charge $24 per adult. Joel Daniels is president and CEO of the 9/11 Museum and Memorial.
And I think it's that notion that says in this day and age, people should pay for their experiences.
Daniels says 9/11 families will be able to access the museum for free, but others will pay because they haven't been able to get subsidies from the federal government. He still hopes that will come through and cover one-third of the museum's $60 million annual budget.
If the federal government was able to provide the support that we're looking for, we would certainly look at ways to increase access to the museum.
Ticket sales don't make a large percentage of museum revenues nationwide, just 6 to 8%. In New York, however, it's a different story. MoMA gets 17% of its revenues from ticket sales, and at the Guggenheim, it's 22%. It may be because they attract a lot of tourists, like Magnus Gustafsson.
$25.
What do you think about the price?
Perfectly reasonable compared to European museums. Yeah.
He's from Sweden, and he was visiting MoMA for the first time.
I would say it's quite cheap compared to, at least in New York, everything is expensive, like shows and stuff. So culture like this is more affordable.
He has a point. You usually can't get a lot in New York with $25. For WNYC, I'm Gisele Regatão.